There's growing evidence that brain scans can help predict a person's future, or some aspects of it anyway. NPR's John Hamilton reports that information from these scans can suggest whether a child will have trouble with math or whether someone with mental illness will respond to a particular treatment.
For years, educators and mental health professionals have relied on old-fashioned tools like questionnaires when deciding how to help a struggling patient or student. John Gabrielli, a brain scientist at MIT, says those tools haven't been very effective.
Currently, there's so little evidence about which treatment would really work for one individual compared to another, which educational approach would really work for one child compared to another. So we're currently, in many ways, flipping coins and stumbling in the darkness.
Which is why Gabrielli decided to look at dozens of recent studies that made predictions using functional MRI and other brain scanning technologies. He and his colleagues report in the journal Neuron that the results are encouraging. The studies showed that subtle differences in brain structure, activity, and connections could predict future behavior. Take people with depression or social anxiety disorder. Some respond well to cognitive behavioral therapy, while others are better off taking drugs. But doctors often had to find out through trial and error. Gabrielli says studies from the past few years suggest a better strategy is to measure activity in several areas of the brain.
One study examined brain function prior to patients receiving cognitive behavioral therapy, and it predicted much better than clinical measures which patients would benefit the most and which patients would benefit the least.
Gabrielli says other studies found that brain scans also did a good job predicting which children would go on to have difficulties with reading or math. And still others showed which young people are likely to engage in future binge drinking or drug use. Karen Lerman, a professor of psychiatry at the University of Pennsylvania, has been using the new approach in her research on smoking cessation. She says she and her colleagues used to rely on interviews and questionnaires to predict which patients would actually quit.
We were interested to see whether incorporating information from brain scans improved our ability to make those predictions.
And did it?
It did.
Lerman's team found that measuring activity in an area of the prefrontal cortex helped them predict who would succeed more than 80% of the time. She has some ideas about why brain scans work better than questionnaires.
Individuals, even when they're as honest as possible, are often not as good at reporting their thoughts and feelings, and the brain data provides a window.
Lerman says brain scans have the potential to do much more than simply identify who will quit smoking.
The next step is to use this information to develop better treatments to help people succeed.
Lerman says those treatments could include brain exercises that increase activity in the area associated with successful quitting. John Gabrielli of MIT says despite the promising results in all these research studies, predictive brain scans are not ready for widespread use.
We're not within a year of use of any of these, but we might be within something like 5 years.
And when that day comes, he says, it will be important to make sure the scans are used appropriately.
The better we get at predicting near-term outcomes, the more we have to be careful that we communicate that in constructive ways, and the more we have to make sure that we don't somehow use it simply to avoid helping people because they're going to have difficulties and only support people who look like they're not going to have difficulties.
The goal, he says, should be to start helping a child who is likely to struggle with reading or math long before the problem appears. John Hamilton, NPR News.